Hot 91, it's Dave, Sam and Ash with Jade Smarty Pants on the way. $100 is spent at the Big Top Shopping Centre up for grabs at 7:40.
Now we hear there's a heat wave coming to the Sunshine Coast. Lots of crazy weather forecasts going on. But look, we don't know what we're talking about here.
I have no idea.
So we thought we'd get the man who does. Hayden Walker, born and bred Sunshine Coast local and the Australia's most accurate long-range weather forecaster. So good to have you on, Hayden.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, mate. Now, what makes you Australia's best? How do you become that?
We've got a strong lineage of weather forecasters going back to, you know, the late 1800s with Inigo Jones, my father, Lennox Walker. So we base our forecasts on sunspot activity.
And it is. It's four generations, isn't
it? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's right. So whatever happens on the sun's surface reacts with our weather. So when we get an increase in sunspot or solar flares, it has an effect on our weather. So we're starting to see an increase in sunspot activity. It's been in a dormant stage, the sun, where we've had drought conditions and hot conditions. And so therefore now we're getting out of that and we're going into better conditions whereby we'll see some really savage storms building up for December and also some very heavy rain at the northern parts of Australia.
Now, it makes sense that your dad was a good meteorologist with picking up the solar flares through the 60s and the 70s, but they haven't been popular for some time now and people are just wearing boardies. and no shoulder pads. Is there different strategies to picking the weather now with different fashion trends?
Oh, a little bit. Get a dartboard out now. So,
come on, mate. Your name's not Livio.
Mate, can you talk to us about, everyone's talking up this heat wave, and Australians, we love to talk about weather. There's something about it. There's a bit of anticipation when storms are brewing.
Cyclone season.
It's an exciting time. Is there actually a heat wave coming or not?
Yeah, there was a heat wave coming through, that's right, the next couple of days. But also at the same time, people just love the weather because especially now with social media and the graphics and so forth on TV and compared to the old days, there was nothing there. But now it's just really, really tremendous what people can see and, react and talk to each other about and see what's coming through. Especially of the storm season. I mean, there's so much coverage in relation to storm activity. I mean, we're going to see some pretty prominent storms in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And also, with the hail and just the horrible thing is the devastation that comes with it. But, people sort of like that sort of thing.
Speaking of the devastation that comes with it, because Hayden, you did forecast and predict a couple of major weather events like Cyclone Yasir, Larry, all of those.
Did you?
Oswald.
Oswald.
Oswald, you're the only one to predict that. Hey, so with that in mind, anything that we need to know about in the next...
Yeah, we're listening.
2020's been weird. Is 2021 going to be crazy?
COVID 2021. Please tell me there's not.
Yeah. So what we're going to see is probably the southern districts of Queensland, we'll see that there's going to be intense storm activity for December, January and February. Cyclonic activity will mainly be to the northern parts of Queensland and obviously to Australia, but looking at Queensland, the cyclone activity will be to the northern parts, not so much down on the southern parts. We'll be more into storm activity, but north will be more into cyclonic activity, so that's a bit of a rest for us.
Hayden, a question I have for you. One of the things that strikes me every summer is that we do have these what seem like community service announcements caged in the way that they are weather forecasts. And you see a lot of people actually doing these announcements saying, this is going to be the year, this is the year of the 100-year storm and blah, blah, blah. And to be honest, I think we find ourselves getting a little bit complacent because it feels like this is just the authorities giving us a heads up to go and clean our gutters and tie down the pool gear. But essentially, is there a Brownlow medal for weather meteorologists such as yourself? Because you're credible and you actually have some goods about what you do around the science of it. But honestly, there are some other meteorologists that you listen to that they never get it right. And it's almost like you may as well pick the opposite of what they've said. And it's the only job in the world we can get away with that. You can get it so massively wrong and everyone just kind of rolls their eyes. Whereas, is there such a thing as a Brownlow of the weather guys?
Yeah, we'll see. I suppose it comes back to the weather forecast is you're either forecast or you're either reporting. And that's the big difference.
Like reactionary.
So that's right. So what you're doing at the moment is, with myself, is we're looking at forecasts. We're not actually reporting because a lot of them will, when the event comes along, it's here. Oh, quick, we're going to report on it. That's not actually forecasting.
Right.
So that's your difference. So that's your big difference, yeah.
Okay. That's fantastic.
The thing is I go 12 months out. With my forecast, and also some farmers and graziers, they'll get 5 years from me because they need to plan and prepare what's ahead. So that's your difference.
Jeez. My gosh. I have this app on my phone called Willy Weather. And with Willy Weathers, when I look,
it's always very humid down there.
A big cold front
it's
coming.
Cold, isn't it?
do you have an app that you choose to go to there, mate?
Oh no! Look, I've got so much records myself that you know I've got it all there.
So how
I've got records?
Are you the guy that I've heard like you write down each day's weather on a notepad?
No.
Oh, you're not that guy.
No.
Who's
no,
that guy?
A little bit more sophisticated than that.
Well, yeah, what do you do? You use a spreadsheet, do you?
Modelling, that's right. Yeah. Modelling, but also viewing the sun every day.
Oh,
I live off the sun.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, I love
it. How good is that?
Well, whatever you're doing, it certainly works, Hayden. And we've
that's
loved
great.
Having you on the show today. And let's
one last thing. Well, what's it going to be like on Christmas Day?
Oh, yeah, Christmas
Storm
Day.
Yeah, middle of Christmas Day. Storm activity leading up to Christmas Day, right up until beforehand, so it looks pretty good for Christmas Day.
Oh, that's good.
Nice. That's what we want to hear.
Cold beverages.
He'd be a great mate to have, wouldn't he?
I know, right?
Hayden, thanks,
all right, guys.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate your time.
Happy Christmas.